студиото веќе почнува да доаѓаат гости, што на вистина ми се допаѓа дека малку се крева и атмосферата и веќе имаме и со кого да си поразговараме малку за нивните албуми, нивниот избор. Веќе го имаме и првиот гостин тука, но во изминатиот блок слушавме малку подолг сегмент на музика. Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band, Youth Lagoon, секако. Потоа и ги слушнавме и Geese со Cobra. Овој бенд, овој инди бенд е доста познат помеѓу помладата генерација, би рекла, во последниот период. Доста извикан албум. Интересно е да се слушне што овој млад бенд сготвил. Иако, да бидам искрена, не го истудирав толку многу. Потоа ги слушнавме и добрите стари Stereo Lab со темата Aerial Troubles. Баш сум срекна што се уште се активни и прават нова музика. Wet Leg исто така со Catch the Fists. Интересен исто албум. Повторно помеѓу помладата публика доста познат. А и доста приметлив на all around листите на албуми во светот, светската музичка сцена. Kae Tempest со Statue in the Square, исто така една прекрасна артистка. А следно ќе го представам нашиот драг нов колега Joe Youngluff со неговата емисија Reprogram. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Jana.
How are you feeling today?
Odlično. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. How long have you been in the studio?
Since the new year.
Since the new year.
I've been around. I got a message from Georgi on the first of the year, and here I am today, my third time in the studio, and I'm happy to start my show Reprogram on this upcoming Sabota.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So you're on Saturdays.
Yes, I'm going to bring the fresh positive energy at 12 o'clock, high noon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So that's a nice timeline for your...
It is a very nice timeline. I'm happy to be back on the radio in Skopje. Very nice.
Previously, you had radio programs?
Yes, in Nebraska and Minnesota in the United States, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
It's nice to know you.
Thank you.
It's nice to put a face to a name as we
yeah, right. In radio world, sometimes we don't know faces and to names, but yeah, I'm glad to be a colleague here, yes.
Yeah, we hear the voice and somehow we do the picture of the person through the voice, so...
That's what we do.
Yeah, radio is always a nice medium to meet people and to hear new stuff if you... I haven't heard new music, you just go on the radio and you already know stuff.
Yes, I agree.
So can you tell us about your list of 10 albums?
Oh, absolutely. It might
be
my most favorite thing to talk about. My coming in at number 10 is a group from the Netherlands called Crack and Smack, and a friend of mine from Zagreb actually turned me on to them, and I've been listening for over a decade now, and they put out a new album, I believe it was, this past October, and it's called Velvet Seas, and it's their first record in about 6 years, like full album, and I feel like it should have come out in the middle of summer, because it makes you feel like boarding a vessel on the high seas at sunset. It's a beautiful, great record to dance to as well. And so number 9 is very different, although it references a large body of water. Again, it's called On a Painted Ocean by Walt McClements.
This is a very nice album. Yeah, I've listened to it.
Well, I'm glad that you listened to it, Jana. Yeah. Yes, he's an accordionist, so, very popular instrument in the Balkans. And so maybe he'll come to Europe sometime. I don't know. I know that he has roots in New Orleans in the U.S. And he's been, just putting, I think he's put out a couple of solo records under his own name now. And this one is a great evolution of his sound. And it's, great experience from start to finish with Mr. McClements.
Very nice textures, very nice landscapes. And
yes.
Complicated textures of sound, yeah.
Yes, and there's even a very excellent music video for one of the songs on the record, which actually showed a parade from where I used to live. I believe it was maybe like an early... it was like a parade in Minneapolis from like the 60s or 70s, and it's set to the music. It's a beautiful image, and I would highly recommend that video. So then number 8 is also another body of water reference. Yeah. It's called Lake Fire.
Also very nice album.
Yes, by Lossil. And... Lossil was one of the first artists I played on the radio back in like 2004, actually, because I had written a letter to Cranky Records, and they're from Chicago, and they mailed me 3 CDs, and one of them was First Narrows by Lossil. So I've been following him ever since. His name is Scott Morgan, and. So I just have listened to every record, and Lake Fire came out last year and kind of references wildfires on the West Coast in the U.S. as well. And Lossil's always reliable. Another great record for sure, deserving of the list. And number 7 is also going to be a different sound. It's Alan Sparhawk, who is famous for being in the band Low with his wife, who passed away in 2022. And so Alan's been doing solo work, and he collaborated with a fellow band from Duluth, Minnesota called Trampled by Turtles. So it's kind of like a Americana folk sounding record, and Alan just wrote some beautiful songs and even has his daughter doing some background vocals. And it's a great contrast to the more electronic record that Alan did. And he actually does like, you know, different versions of those songs that are on White Roses, My God from Sub Pop Records. And number 6 is another artist from the Netherlands. It's Johnny Nash, and it's called Once Was Ours Forever. And it's a lot of just like atmospheric guitar with some electronics.
This is a very nice artist also.
Yes, thank
but
you.
But I haven't heard this album, and I will now since it's in your list. So
great. I think if there's any time you just want to relax and you know, you could do active listening with it or just have it as background music, but it's it sounds an awful lot like the record he put out like a couple of years ago, which the name escapes me, but you know, both records, these last two records, like very good companion pieces and similar artwork. And I think I discovered him through being a fan of Bibio. I don't know if you've heard Bibio, but I feel like fans of Bibio would definitely like Johnny Nash. Going on to number 5 before I take up all day here is The Orb from the UK. And this is a record called Buddhist Hipsters. And I actually haven't listened to this record a whole lot, but I am a really big fan of The Orb, and typically I would buy the physical record or CD on the day it came out, but I don't really have a way to buy it here. I just moved to Skopje, and I'll be, you know, living here for a couple of years, so I'll probably end up buying it in America when I get back. So in the meantime, I've just been listening online, but I think any Orb record is great to purchase. I mean, they do it all. Alex Patterson is with the guy named Michael Rendell right now, and they have a great dynamic. You know, the last three records are all my favorites, so I would recommend Buddhist Hipsters. And then moving up to number four is a French artist, Barbara Braccini, who goes by Malibu. Great name. She put out, I believe it's her first full-length album. It's called Vanities, and that also came out in October. And I can remember friends of mine in the Peace Corps just like talking about the new Taylor Swift record because it came out the same day. And I was like, do I even dare bring up the fact that Malibu put out a record? Like, no one will know who it is. And it's going to be, you know, like way more vast and have a lot more depth and interest than, you know, whatever Taylor Swift is putting out. All due respect to the Swifties, but yeah, I was way more excited about Malibu for sure. And I still have enjoyed the album, and I'll be sad to miss her coming through Minneapolis, where I used to live. She'll be visiting in March, but I'll still hype that up for my friends back home. So,
well, let's hope maybe another time.
Yeah, well, in
maybe she'll come to Europe.
You know, if we keep playing Malibu, build up a following in Macedonia, and hopefully she'll swing through. But
hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. So on to the top three, we have 10 Tricks Point Never, and my favorite record he's put out. It's called Tranquilizer, and I think it's a lot more easy listening than a lot of his records from the past. I can remember the first time the only time I saw him live, it was just like all over the place, like very abrasive and like really hard to follow. But I've always been intrigued, and it's a great name. I mean, it took me a while to even figure out how to say it. But I've been following Daniel Lopatin ever since, and like I think I really got on board with the Uncut Gems soundtrack, and I know he did the Marty Supreme soundtrack, which I intend to listen to once I see the film. But I think he's just evolved really, really well to my tastes, and Tranquilizer is great. And number two is a fellow named Alexis Georgopoulos from New York, and he has a project called ARP. And it's kind of a hard thing to find because, you know, there's a synthesizer called ARP. And but if you take the time to seek out ARP, I actually just found it through Pitchfork and a record review of an album he put out in 2018 called Zebra. And the artwork drew me in. And so if you get on board with ARP, I think you'll really enjoy all the design and the art and the sensibility. And it's a very unique sound. The last three records, they'll have kind of their own character, but they go together well. And he just released Drifts in November. So it's pretty fresh still. And it came out on Modern Obscure Music from Barcelona. And I think it's doing really well. I know it's been named to a lot of lists for 2025, which is great. And my number one is definitely much more under the radar, I think, especially in Europe, even in America, actually. Most of my, I don't know, I guess friends I've known for years know Black Moth Super Rainbow, but I'm always introducing them to new friends because it's a band that is basically one guy, and I think he's gotten more notoriety for his project Tobacco. And so if you ever listen to anything by Tobacco, I think it'll make an impression. It's like very unique sound. It's, you know, electronic music, but it's it can be very loud and abrasive and just in your face, but also I think like on the Hot, Wet and Sassy record, he wanted to make a more like 80s ballad sound, so he kind of referenced even like Cyndi Lauper time after time because he appreciates like that like 80s sound as well. So anyway, Tobacco is the main songwriter of Black Moth Super Rainbow, and it's, you know, I'll often say it's my favorite band if I had to choose, and It's their first record in 7 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I yeah. heard someone mention this
yes, right.
artist. So
yeah,
it's refreshing.
Yeah, yes, it is. And so I've been following, you know, the band, you know, for a good 15 years, and it's taken a lot of patience because, you know, in that time there's been 3 records. Cobra Juicy, and then Panic Blooms, and now Soft New Magic Dreams. So I felt like it really deserved my number one because of the anticipation, and also I think it's a lot better than the last record from 2018, and I also had the privilege of seeing them live in Chicago in August, and it was fantastic. So can't say enough about Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Yeah. I will have to listen to this also.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole world they build. It's amazing, and you know, I've even mentioned before, like, for me, it's not just about the music, but about like the design and the artwork that these artists pour into what they do, and you'll see amazing artwork in everything.
It's a full aesthetic package.
The full aesthetic, absolutely, yeah. Yes, yeah.
So, what are we going to listen of your list?
Well, I feel I prepared a song for the number one and number two albums, so we can go ahead and listen to a standout tune from Drifts by ARP, and it's called Future Nature. So it's a good title, and it's clocking it at about 6 minutes, so it'll give you a good impression of what the record sounds like.
Nice.
Which is a good experience from start to finish. Yes.
And then we hear your number one.
And then we can open the fucking fantasy with Black Moth Super Rainbow. And part of the reason I chose it is because of the great title. It feels great to say it on the radio, and it's a great opening song. And I actually just played it this past Friday, but I felt like it was like the best representation of the album for those interested.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. It's been very nice talking with you about your top 10.
Thank you. Yes.
Тук сме, слушаме ARP, потоа слушаме Black Moth Super Rainbow и зборуваме понатаму со останатите гости.